I'm Andy Field, ABC News, with the Republicans Weekly Address.
Hi, this is Congressman Doug LaMalfa of Northern California's 1st District with this week's Republican Address. I'm standing here in the town of Greenville, which has been devastated by what is known as the Dixie Fire, which has now reached over 500,000 acres. This is getting to be a habit, it seems like, in our western states of these giant fires devastating this town of Canyon Dam up the way, and you probably heard about Paradise just 3 years ago. We've had 30,000 people plus displaced by wildfire, kicked out of their homes, losing their memories, losing their legacies. We've lost nearly 100 people in Northern California to death from wildfire. This is tragic, and it makes me really frustrated, and it should you too, because all this doesn't have to be. There's no reason we have to keep doing this way. But what we do need is positive forest management. That means simple things like clearing along roadways so there's trees that won't catch fire from vehicle traffic, clearing around power lines. This fire started because a green, healthy tree fell into a power line amidst an overcrowded forest full of dry trees, dry brush. Why aren't we clearing around our communities so that they have a better chance of being fire safe? So our firefighters are working 18, 20 hours a day here right now, putting themselves in harm's way, have an easier, better chance of trying to stop a fire that might be coming from the forest into a town. These are the kinds of things that are just common sense. This doesn't need to happen, yet it keeps happening. We need the American public to understand this and get behind what we're doing as Republicans in the House of Representatives, offering several pieces of legislation that will solve this issue instead of year after year after year. The western states are kind of arid, and we're going through a drought period right now. So we need to take steps, take measures that will make our forests thinner but safer. And we're not talking about cutting every tree from Mexico to Canada. No. We have wise ways we can do these things. There's experienced people that know how to do this. If we could implement the policy, get it past the regulators, and get it past the lawsuits that come from environmental organizations year after year, even to do simple things after a fire like salvage, they sue over that and stop what it is they're trying to do to restore the forest land to something that looks green and nice again and is healthy. A study from just last year shows that before California's fire season was even over, that 25% more carbon dioxide was emitted than the state's annual emission that comes from fossil fuel use. That was just in California. You can apply that to the entire West. Oregon, Washington, Idaho, Montana, Colorado, and others have all been experiencing major fires as well. And that smoke and unhealthy air spreads not just across California, but the entire country, even reaching the East Coast. Does this fire, this devastation, these massive evacuations, the pollution, and the loss of life, does that look like success to you? No. We can and we must fix this. All this stuff in this on this ground here, this ash, the erosion that's going to come, is going to wash into our rivers, wash into our streams, wash into our lakes, and make our water supply not as good as it should be either. So we need solutions. We need them now. And so I plead with the public to help turn the tide and get Congress to help support some of these Republican solutions that we have, bipartisan, nonpartisan solutions. Year after year, we have these giant fires, yet the United States is the number 2 importer of wood products of any country in the world. Why are we doing that? We could be taking just a little bit of this timber out of here and utilizing for our needs, for Americans, and helping to put people back to work here in these boarded up towns, and making the community, making the forest fire safe and healthy. I appreciate you watching and paying attention and being active on this too. This is Congressman Doug LaMalfa from Northern California. Thank you.
I'm Andy Field, ABC News.